What's going on, everybody? And welcome to the Let's Talk About It podcast. We are officially in season three. But before we dive into today's episode, I just want to take a moment and say thank you. Thank you so much for following Juby and I. Thank you for rocking with us, whether you've been with us from the beginning for the past 2 years or you're just hopping on board within the past couple weeks. We cannot thank you enough for following us, for listening to us. We really, really do hope and pray every single thing that we do is adding value to you in a way that is growing you in your walk with the Lord. Before we dive in, I just wanted to share this one thing. This is kind of our first prequel episode. That's right. We actually recorded this around the same time frame of our second year date anniversary of the podcast. And we really wanted to release it, but we felt the Lord wanted us to talk about the reflection of the year in 2022. So we did that first. We were obedient to that. But now we are releasing. This was supposed to be the first episode of season three. It's technically episode two, but think of it as your prequel. And if you would, stick around because I just want to speak some words and life of encouragement over you at the end of the show. Love y'all. Let's get to it.
This is the Let's Talk About It podcast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Let's Talk About It podcast. Oh, man. It feels so good to be back. How are you doing, Mia Moore?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
On this rainy day.
It is a little rainy, but it is a great day, though.
I know. We got the whole vibe going, you know?
A little something different if you're watching us, however it is you guys are joining us. But, of course, most people probably be listening, but yeah. All good. Usually we're in our bonus room.
Yeah, we don't have a bonus. We kind of have a bonus room, but it's also a guest room. So we don't have like your typical bonus room anymore.
So now we're in the
living room.
So you can see, GB still has very much so her singing skills with us.
I have not given up on my dreams.
No, she has not.
Won't do it. Can't do it.
Dreams going strong.
That's right.
Well, I guess we kind of have some news for our faithful listeners.
Yeah, tell them why we don't have a bonus room anymore.
Yeah, so long story short,
we decided to sell just that part.
Oh gosh, if only. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have moved.
What?
Is that another one?
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Panic! Pandemonium! What happened? Where did they move? Where did they move to?
So we have been here now officially what, 6 weeks? Yeah, going on 6 weeks now. I want to say
five.
Is it five? Okay. Well, so just a little over a month.
We moved in on the 24th, and today's the 28th.
Yeah. Okay. So. So, but needless to say, we decided to basically
move to Texas.
Yep. And we are down in the Fort Worth area, which is where you are from.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to ask real quick, how has that been for you?
Different. Like, it's been fine.
Yeah.
It's really weird because like, I've been gone for 16 years.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really feel like I'm coming back to anything. I don't keep in touch with my friends from high school or middle school.
Yeah.
So I'm a whole different person. Like the person that left 16 years ago is not the person that's come back.
Mm.
So I'm starting all over again. So it feels no different than when I moved to Tennessee, except that now every Sunday I get home cooked Indian meals. Dropped off at my door.
So. Literally, by the way.
So literally. That's like literally the only thing that's changed. I don't know, like it feels good. It's like I left Texas. No, rather I left DFW, moved to Houston, and I discovered this whole different side of me, moved to Tennessee, like became this whole different person. And coming back to DFW, it's like I'm rediscovering pieces of me that I had just kind of forgotten about and that I genuinely like, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's been really fun, like getting to know myself without expectations from people around me of who they think I should be like,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm just a random person of the 900,000 people that live in the city. So it's kind of like a reinvention. Mm. And I like it. I love that we live next to a Super Target.
It's the small things.
Yeah, it's like the biggest Super Target I've ever been to. They're opening my favorite grocery store down the street. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that we're back in a city. Like, that's always been our vibe, you know. Even when we lived in Tennessee, we were in Nashville often, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm loving that we're back in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the words you use is now you said reinvented.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's really what it has been for us. So, of course, the last little thing we dropped a little 5-minute update, I guess.
It was for, like, 6 minutes. I listened to it
probably.
The other day.
Yeah. But needless to say, we're telling people, hey, we're taking a break. And so the first reason was we felt that we needed some rest.
Absolutely.
And I really felt that pressed upon from the Lord, but I also felt it practically. We were moving at the time. We spent the entire second half of August packing, unpacking, loading boxes, and we did the same thing in the first half of September. So practically it felt like it was the right thing to do, but also it felt like it was a time to like a Sabbath or sabbatical.
Yeah.
You know, in a sense, we're going on almost 2 years, you know, now with this show. And
And you longer than me, because I just swooped in like.
Yeah, but you've been in consistent though since the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
So all that being said, this was a great break and great rest for us, not just from the show itself. And we're probably actually going to do an episode too on the importance of rest and everything. Yeah. But all that being said, we just felt like it was needed for us, not just practically, but spiritually, because I know something that you and I have learned, not just years ago, but particularly in these past few months, we have learned just different aspects of the Lord.
Yeah.
Just different characteristics, I guess.
Yeah.
And some things that we already knew about God, but I guess I have a deeper depth and understanding of certain things, and you probably do too. But one of the things I really want to come into with this episode is I kind of wanted to not so much reinvent the show.
I was going to say, like, when we say reinvent, so like, I think of the show on Netflix, Inventing Anna, and I'm just all like, okay, that just feels like I'm putting on this whole new persona. But one of the questions we started asking ourselves a couple of months ago, like even before we decided to take a break, was like, what do we stand for? Mm. What is Let's Talk About It? Who are we for? Right? Like, so when an author writes a children's book, she or he knows their audience. It's like, hey, it's for children this and this age. So we just really started asking each other questions of like, who are we doing this for? Even if it's just one person, who is that one person for us? And who, like, what do we stand for? Like, what is the values of Let's Talk About It? Like, what is the core of who we are? Like, we just don't want to be two people that come on here and set, like, ramble, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And that's so easy to do sometimes. So it's like, we have all these grand ideas. So we had to get to a point where like, okay, we're just going to submit it back to God and be like, okay, God, like, when do you want us to come back on? And what do you want us to be about?
Yeah. So I'm actually going to give a little confession.
These are my confessions.
I knew it. I knew she was going to do it.
You know what? Do not stop my singing life.
The moment I said it, I said, I set her up for her. I know she's going to write in the usher.
Girl, you don't know these things about me, but I'm about to confess my whole life to you.
Oh man, but this is a legit confession though. So, you know, obviously as a podcaster, we get things such as downloadable stats, you know, how many people have downloaded it, how many people are listening. And something that I found myself was, I found myself looking that up on a daily basis.
He was obsessed.
I was really starting to, and I don't want to say I was chasing the numbers, but there was a moment where I noticed on the premiere days when something came out, why wasn't it as high as it was the last time?
Yeah. And I think there's a happy medium to that, right? Because as an entrepreneur, as a podcaster, whatever, like, it is about the numbers because it's the numbers that make you fair.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to be consumed by it.
Correct. So here's what it is for me. It's when I see a number, I see people. Mm-hmm. So I don't see a number. I see people, but in my mind, what I was somewhat wrestling with is, well, there are fewer people not listening. So it kind of made me go, is there something that I'm doing wrong, or is there something that I'm not doing? And I remember just the Lord gently just going, Mark, why don't you be content, not just with the people who are listening and following you, but it also just made me go, it kind of took me back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, I never got into it for that. Mm-hmm. I got into it because my first thought when I learned something is, wow, God, you love me enough to show me this information. Mm-hmm. But then my second thought immediately is, I feel like I have a burden to share it with other people.
Yep.
Which is why I got in the podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't get in the podcast and be a podcaster. I got into it because I see information as a gift and I desperately want to see people be the fullest version of themselves in Christ. And so all that being said, the purpose of this podcast, if you know, someone were to ask you, hey, what's the purpose? Let's talk about it. I thought of these three words. I couldn't get out of my head. And so I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it, but it was empower, practical, and freedom. Mm-hmm. And here's why I thought about these three words. Number one, I prayed on this. You prayed on this. We talked about it extensively several times. But one of the things that kind of helped me was I asked myself the question, God, what is the thing that you, me, and I not just stand for, but what is the gift that you have given both of us?
AKA Marby.
Yeah, AKA Marby. Or Jork, J-U-R-K. And the first one I thought of is you and I both collectively really love empowering people. Mm-hmm. But how we do it is different. Mm-hmm. I'm very practical. Mm-hmm. And you think about things from a freedom mentality. Mm-hmm. So a statement that the Lord really gave me, and I kept bringing it back over and over to God, I felt this was the purpose of the podcast, to empower you to practically live in freedom through Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's it, and it just hit hard when I felt that. I was like, God, that's it.
Yeah.
And so it gave me the freedom to release it back to the Lord because I don't want to do anything or say anything that's outside of what God has in store for me.
Now say it again, but much slower.
Yes. The purpose of the Let's Talk About It podcast is to empower you to practically live in freedom through Christ.
Yeah.
So when people ask you, what's the show about? What is this for? Just think of those three words, empowerment, practically, and freedom, but it has to be through Christ. And that part is so, the three action verbs is empower, practical, and freedom, right? But it doesn't mean anything if it's not through Christ.
Yeah.
There's been lots of times in my life where I thought I had freedom, but then I took it to the Lord and he just blew my mind. I'm like, oh, never mind. I didn't have freedom in this area. There's been so many times where I learned a practical step in something. And I believe there's a place for that. But had I brought it to the Lord, he just gives me another level of it. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between doing things in your strength versus the strength of God. So though the key words is empower and practical and freedom, and it has to be through Christ. Yeah. And I know that freedom is big for you.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to defer to you on that. Like where does that come from for you? Why is that so important to the one?
Yeah.
Like Jesus literally left the 99 for the one. Why is freedom important to you for the one?
First I was going to say, like, I hope anytime someone listens to this podcast, any episode, that they walk away feeling one or all three of those things. Mm. You know, that's the number one goal. And for me, freedom is such an important thing because I feel like that's the thing, like, I've had to really fight for in my life. Like, growing up and just even in young adult years, there's so many lies that were spewed into my life that I took as absolute truth. And like they had me in a chokehold. And some of them I still like struggle through now, you know, as an adult. So for me, it's just so important because I also know what it's like to live on the other side of it, like how much sweeter it is, mm-hmm. you know, to have that freedom and to walk in it. So like if I can just get one person, and specifically for women, like it's like so important for me to like let women know that they can have that freedom, that they can walk in the fullness of what life and what God has for them. And I've experienced it on the other side where it's just all like, this is okay. Like it wasn't terrible, but it's not the greatest thing in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And then living in freedom, like, I don't know, like there's literally no words in me that can express how important that is. But like, I just want that for every person so badly, just being like, including myself, like I want that so badly. I want it so badly. Like when I look at people who just go through life, just defeated and just surviving, like, as I don't want people to survive. I want them to thrive. You know, like we're always talking about, oh, let's flourish. Let's flourish where we were planted. Like, let's, you know, but what does that look like?
Yeah.
So it's just something that's so near and near and dear to me, you know, to be able to know freedom and know it as a deep, intimate thing and not as an acquaintance.
What I love about this thing that you and I are individually, but also collectively experiencing is that it's within our gift and our strong point,
mm-hmm.
but it's all directed from the Lord.
Correct.
So I just want to take a moment, not just to, as you are listening, as the listener, as our Let's Talk About It tribe/family, I also just want to encourage you that the bigness of God is more than just the gift that he's put in you. I feel like I have more clarity than ever. And yes, it's within my gift, but think about this. God is the giver of the gift.
Mm-hmm.
So if the gift that he's giving you, the skill set, the talent, whatever it is, comes from him, then what's greater than the gift? Him.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you who's listening right now in this moment, go back to that. Go back to the source. Go back to the Lord. And when I say go back to the Lord, what does it look like for you to seek his heart over his hand? Because the thing that I was getting caught up in over the summer is I would try to find, and I want to be clear, I didn't feel like I was out of order or anything like that, or out of alignment, because I always have ideas. So I actually never hit a patch where it felt like I was running out of something.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was, I just, during my break, during this season of rest, I felt like I had time to connect with the Lord in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just going through the ideas, and I actually feel like the ideas still would have been valuable. I still think the ideas would have been fruitful. But instead, I remember just stopping to think and asking, going, God, what do you have to say about this?
Yeah. A literal shift had to take place.
A literal shift.
In more than one way. So you had to shift the way in you thought, mm-hmm. in how you approach this thing. And for us, like as a unit, we physically had to pick up and shift, because we could have still stayed in Tennessee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we would have been okay and we would have been good. But there was something that just kept telling us, like, it's time to move. And we've been hearing it for a while. We just haven't addressed it. And Memorial Day weekend, God made it abundantly clear, like, you need to shift.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's funny. I was writing in my journal where I said, I feel like I've heard more from the Lord in the last couple of weeks that I have shifted over to a new place than I have all of 2021 and most of 2022. And I want to be very clear in saying that it doesn't mean that God wasn't talking to me. Like, there's important things that we had to make decisions in. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the Lord was very present and very much like, this is the answer. This is what you need to do. But the things that I've been looking for in affirmation in certain things through the Lord for him to speak to me on, it has felt radio silent on his end when it comes to that. And I remember getting so frustrated, being like, okay, God, everyone else is getting their answer. Mm-hmm. Okay, God, everyone else is, you know, blah, blah, blah. What's wrong with me? Why don't you want to talk to me? Why don't you want to give me the sign? Why don't you want to send me a prophetic word? Why don't you want to send me, like, you know, a Nathan and tell me what it is that I'm supposed, like, give me something,
yeah.
like a fortune cookie with, like, a good fortune, like something.
Tie that to the Holy Spirit.
Right. Like, give me something. And it has felt radio silent and it's been so frustrating. And I was just all like, man, there's something wrong with me, clearly. But the thing was, God already told me what to do. He asked me to shift and I didn't do it. And the minute I physically shifted, it was all like, okay, cool. Okay. Great. Like, the things that I've been asking clarity on, I started getting answers to it.
Mm.
So we had to shift our mindset even when it came to the podcast.
Yeah, it's funny as you're talking, it kind of makes me even think of, you know, kids to a parent. Like, I know you and I don't have kids, but when I think back to my childhood, I was going to say that too. Like, when I think back to my childhood or, you know, our nieces as well, you know, think about those times where you ask mom and dad for something and they go, well, did you finish cleaning up your room? Did you finish doing the dishes? Did you finish doing whatever?
Business, mom and dad.
That's what you really want to say, right? But what they're asking you is sometimes it's not so much that the answer is no. It's did you do the first thing I asked you to do?
Right.
And it's the same, like you said, now we're experiencing that too with our nieces, you know, where she'll come up to us and ask us for something. And it's not that we actually don't want to do it. I can't tell you how many times I want to do that thing for her, but I'm going, we've asked you to do these two things. You haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
And so I just want to take a moment to kind of sit here and kind of unpack this together, because I feel like these past 4 months going back to, I'd probably say in May, like you said, Memorial Day weekend, we've been in a season of waiting. Mm-hmm. And so something I kind of want to add to that is, you know, Isaiah 40 verse 31, it's a very common verse that we've heard so many times, you know, which says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And so a song for me throughout the entire summer, and you literally heard it probably every single day, is Wait on You by Maverick City. Mm-hmm. You know, and the chorus says, wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. So wait, I say. And it was just this declaration for me that I had to hang on, because needless to say, you and I made a decision together, knowing that God has told us to do it, not knowing what was going to be next. And so I've been walking with the Lord. I've known God pretty much my whole life because I grew up in church, but I would say I've been walking with the Lord for myself since freshman year of high school. So about 20 years now. And babe, I thought I knew what faith was. Mm-hmm. I really didn't know what it was until this past summer. Yeah. Because everywhere in my life where God has called me to step out, there was always a clear, this is where he wants to take me. And this is the first time where you and I collectively had a, hey, I need you to leave. And you and I had no idea where we wanted to go or where he wanted us to go.
I was going
to
say, plot twist that a lot of people don't know is that prior to that, the other step of faith we had to take was we stepped away from our jobs that we've been in at for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, with no next step, with no, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. It was, it's time. Mm-hmm. Boom. It's like, okay. You know, and going back to what you said, it's like, this is the year that I just saw, like, Lord, either I'm going to lose my house and I had really bad pasta and I heard it wrong
right.
the entire time, or this is like the move of moves. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like the checkmate move that you've been waiting on us to make. And mm-hmm. it's like, I hope we're right. Boom. You know?
Well, essentially we went into a season of waiting into nothingness, but something that really helped.
It was great nothingness though.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I want to unpack with you is you and I heard a message by Tim Ross and he titled the message, Watch the Signs. That was the end message. I almost
great.
Forgot.
Great. Oh my gosh.
We'll put it in this. Honestly, we'll put it ever. In this episode. It was fantastic. Yeah. So if you guys are in a season of transition or you're about to approach one, and maybe you're not, maybe you know God has exactly where you need to be. I highly encourage you guys to listen to it. We'll post it in the description of this episode. But the four takeaways were basically, one of the things he talked about was preaching out of Numbers 9, and it was talking about the Israelites. You know, they move with the cloud by day, and pillar of fire by night. Mm-hmm. But the whole premise of that message is that so many times we're looking for the Lord to tell us something. And in this specific text, in Numbers 9, God never said anything.
Yeah.
But he signed a lot of things. He showed them with a sign. Yeah, right. If you guys can't see, but Juby is trying to do wannabe sign language saying that she loves me. But his point is just saying, the Israelites had nothing but the cloud by day to show them where to go and a pillar of fire by night. But here's the point. Sometimes they were there for a day. Sometimes they were there for a week. Sometimes it was a month. Sometimes it was a year. But when the cloud moved, they moved. Mm-hmm. And when the cloud stopped, they stopped. Mm-hmm. And remember, the Lord is dropping manna from heaven. He's literally providing food from the sky every single day.
Yeah.
Multiple. And then
the calorie free wafers.
And then extra the day before the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Because they're not supposed to work. What's my point? The Israelites didn't hear him say anything, but they just trusted him.
Yeah.
They saw the clouds moving. Oh, let's go follow the cloud. And to be somewhere for a year, you know, I'm a military guy, so I think of, that's a deployment in my mind. Mm-hmm. A deployment is long enough to establish rhythms, habits, and discipline. So imagine being somewhere for months or even up to a year, and all of a sudden, guy goes, all right, it's time to leave. Time to move. Where are we going? Don't worry about where we're going. I just need you to go in this direction. Mm-hmm. And I say that to say, sometimes we find ourselves in a situation that we don't need to be in because we end up being there longer than where the Lord intended you to be. And sometimes too, it's not a bad thing or a good thing of the situation you're in. Sometimes it's just a thing that, hey, God's looking at you and saying, my daughter, my son, you're done. And I need you to go over here.
Habibi, it's time to move.
Go ahead and give the education. No, people don't know what that means.
No, they'll gulugulu it.
But it's just a reminder that when God calls you to move, guys, it's not always going to make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go back to Moses, and Moses is giving God all these excuses as to why he's not the one to deliver the Israelites out, you know, and God appeases him for a little bit. And after the fourth or fifth excuse, God finally looks at Moses, because Moses is like, I can't talk. I have a stuttering problem. God tells Moses, go and I'll put words in your mouth. But listen to the order. He didn't say, I'll put words in your mouth and then go. He told him to go. Mm-hmm. It was, God, but I got to go. But what about Moses? Go.
G-O.
Go. I mean, in other words, what God, the Father is saying is, just get this show on the road. I need to just get moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And many times, when you find yourself stuck and you feel like you're waiting in the silence and you feel like you're not hearing from the Lord, I guess what I would challenge you on is, well, were you obedient on the last thing that the Lord gave you? Maybe you're finding yourself stuck right now in a season because you haven't been obedient. Yeah. You're not trusting the faithfulness of God. And I started off, you know, talking about, you know, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up on wings like eagles. I looked up what an eagle does, like how they fly. And it's incredible. An eagle flies to a certain point in the sky when a storm is coming at them. And it says they fly to a certain point, meaning they have a part that they're playing, right? But once they get to a certain point, this is what it said. It said they wait for the winds of the storm. And when it hits just right, the eagle spreads their wings completely open. And the wind of the storm just takes them up mm-hmm. and lifts them. And they're not flapping. They just have their wings completely extended. So the very thing that's supposed to take out the eagle and everything else in its path is actually the thing that lifts the eagle above the storm, because it waits. Right. And the eagle doesn't chase the storm. The eagle doesn't try to avoid the storm. The eagle just waits for it. Mm-hmm. Like, I've taken the time. I've literally got to live in Alaska, so I've gotten to see it. I've literally gotten to watch an eagle fly. They exert no energy, babe.
Yeah.
It's not like a pigeon. Like, the text doesn't say, they that wait in the Lord shall renew their strength and mount on wings like pigeons. Like, pigeons look ridiculous when they fly. Like, think about it. That's why we go to a park and you see pigeons, like, they exert a lot of energy.
All I think about is the pigeons from Chicago. Like, they were like all overweight and just like.
You know, it doesn't say they mount on wings like ravens.
Yeah.
Or a turkey.
Yeah. Oh.
Right?
You ain't going to make it too far.
But that's what we do. And we're up here getting flustered and frustrated with God. And God's like, maybe he just wants you to wait on him.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, we were talking with some of our closest friends, and you know, they went through that same season of God told them to leave and step away. And so they had to go through a season of waiting. And I remember asking them, knowing what you know now, what's something you wish you did at our stage and why? Because it was just like 2-3 weeks in. And I love what he said. He said, enjoy the season mm-hmm. because you'll never get it again.
It's funny because like a couple of months before he said that, that's what my cousin, like our cousin's wife told me as well. Like, I had gone over for dinner at her house, and she was all like, enjoy the season. She's all like, you don't know when it's going to come back to you. Go get a massage, go get a facial, but enjoy it to the fullest, you know? And I was all like, bet, you know? And like, that's one thing I am so thankful for. Cause you know, we were catching up with a friend over the summer, and she asked me, she's all like, how are you doing? And I just looked at it and I said, I'm doing really good. And which is such a, it was a weird space for me to be in. Not that I'm always doing crappy, but I'm always a person that wants to know her next step. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's happening next. Like, okay, great. I stepped out on faith, you know, stepped down from the job, whatever. What's my next step? You know? And for the first time in my life, I was just all like, I'm just here. Like, I'm here in this moment right here. Mm-hmm. And what happened before and what's going to happen in the future is kind of like non-factors to me right now.
So you learn to enjoy the gift of presence.
Yeah. And I've always sucked at that. I have always like that. It's just been a downfall for me that I never knew how to, like, I've always been, okay, I've gotten to where I've dreamed about, like, let's say for 5-10 years. And then when I get there, okay, what's next? Instead of saying like, oh, wow, like I climbed Mount Everest. I'm on top of the mountain. Let me enjoy the view. No, can I climb another place? Can I go somewhere else? Is there another mountain I need to climb? Mm-hmm. So that's always been my attitude. So what I'm really thankful about for this season is one, you know, of course, what he said, and then what, you know, what our cousin said when I visited her back in February, and she was like, just enjoy this season. And I was like, okay. And like, I can honestly say we enjoyed it fully.
Yeah.
Like, we got to travel. We got to see friends. We got to see family. Like, we literally met our friends' third and fourth kids, because that's how long it's been since we've seen them. Mm-hmm. So
for the first time,
for the first time. Like,
and these are friends that have been in our weddings and
yeah. So we got to live and enjoy life. And just trust that, okay, if this is what God has asked of us, then that's what we do.
Well, here's what I loved about the season that we had. Even going back to what he said about enjoying it. Because up until that point, I wasn't.
Mm.
And the moment he said it, you know, sometimes when you hear something or even you read something, whether it's the Bible or a great book, or you hear something from a friend, you're like, man, that sounds good. But it takes a while to like hit your heart to actually believe it. There was a release instantly.
Yeah.
When he said, enjoy it, because you'll never get it again. And my point is going back to, you know, wait on the Lord. I can tell you guys, wait on the Lord. And you're probably going like, I know, I've heard that before. So let me challenge you with this. How you wait matters.
Mm-hmm.
So when he said, enjoy it, the switch that I had was, this is a gift. And so even when you think about the Israelites and them being in the wilderness is actually not something to be fearful of if you know that God has called you to it.
Absolutely.
And that was the gift that we had.
Yep.
And I wish we saw it sooner. Granted, God's grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
Like, I thank you, God, for being God. I thank God that God is God and that we didn't, quote unquote, miss it.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's the moment he said, enjoy it, you'll never have it again.
Yeah.
We've never had that. I mean, I literally went from college to active duty. And as soon as I get to my duty station, deployment, getting right back into the hustle of things when I got back, spent another 2 years in Alaska. And after that, moved to Clarksville. You and I got married. And it's just been going from one thing to the other, which there's a gift in that.
Yeah.
There's a gift in knowing exactly this is what you're doing. This is when you're doing it. This is how long you're doing it for. And here's what's next. But I just realized you and I have never really had a season to just rest.
At least not together.
Correct. Not together. And that there was something extremely different about that. Yeah. But I said that to say, going back to wait on the Lord, how you wait. Are you waiting on the Lord with an open heart? Mm-hmm. Are you waiting on the Lord with a heart of worship? Are you waiting on the Lord with open hands? Are you waiting on the Lord with your soul and your mind and your spirit completely open and willing for God to do whatever he wants, however he wants? Yep. Like, and that increased my faith with God like never before. And now it's like, the next time God tells me to do something, all right, deuces, I got you, God. It's been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fulfilling. And again, when I think back to the gifts and the talents and all the other stuff that God has blessed you with, listen, you can't outgift the Lord. You can't out talent. You can't out hustle. You can't out, or whatever your fill in the blank is, you can't out strategize. You can't out coach. You can't out discipline. You can't out lead the thing that of who God is himself. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the giver of all that. And so I just want to encourage anyone that's listening right now that if you're in a season of waiting and you're struggling with your faith and you're trying to think, man, what's next? At the risk of oversimplifying, just go to the Lord and wait. And if he's given you a step, move. But Mark, what do? I don't know. But I know that God is with you.
Yeah.
And if God is with you, I promise you, he is going to provide. And Juby and I are not on the hook for saying this. This is biblical. Right. God is. If God has told me to, if God has called you to move. Just do the one thing. And if he hasn't given you something else, wait. And trust that the waiting is enough, because I can tell you, here we are 5-6 weeks now into, you know, our new season. Babe, I still feel like I'm living in the overflow of the waiting. Mm-hmm. I still feel like I'm running because I waited on the Lord. I still feel like I have, like, renewed strength is an understatement.
Right.
And the cool part is, like, you and I were talking about this earlier, like, I'm having this epiphany of how an eagle flies. Here I am, 34, in the year 2022.
I'm still 25. I married really young.
Hey, yo. What do you mean, I married really?
No, I'm 25. You're 34.
But I remember you and I having this you know, this conversation where I'm having this epiphany. Here I am, you know, 34 in the year 2022, having this epiphany on how an eagle flies. Mm-hmm. God wrote this thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
Which just explains the bigness and the consistency. Like, here I am going, God, did you know? And God's like, yeah, bro. Like, I created that. That's why I told Isaiah to write it.
I wrote it.
Yeah, right? So it's just, I don't know. It's been such a fruitful, refreshing season. And now, it's really caused me to just come in with clarity in every area of my life. Not just the podcast, but everything.
Yeah. I think even when we communicated, there's a little bit more sureness.
Mm.
Like, I personally feel it for myself.
Mm-hmm. Sureness meaning what?
Like, there were parts of me I've always, like, second guessed, like, this year, and like, am I saying the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Like, am I delivering the right thing? So there's just this constant conversation in my head of just like, what am I doing? I didn't want to just have a mic, you know? So this season is teaching me to be like, just be you. Who you are is who I've made you to be. And in that, you have something to, and I'm fully aware I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but now I can, like, I feel like I speak with more confidence. You know, there's just a surety.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that translates over in how I speak, but like, I feel it in the depth of me, because every time we were done recording, you'll be like, how'd you feel about that? I'm like, you know? Mm-hmm. And then this one, if you ask me, I'm like, I feel great. This episode, my bomb. And that's cool.
Yeah.
If one person heard it and they're like, hey, that was good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
You know, but there is like, hey, this is what I don't know. There's just like, I think this season brought on a sureness that maybe we didn't have, at least for me, for sure, I didn't have before. The things that I've always second guessed is no longer like a factor in me right now.
Well, it seems like what you're saying is it's just the reminder that when you really, I mean, this is Matthew 6 verse 33 mindset, which is, you know, seek first the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
When you really seek God first, you should walk out with a different confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so to you who's listening right now, you might be, I don't know what season you're in, I don't know what mindset you're in, but I just want to encourage you to seek God first, wait on him, and whatever step he's telling you to do, just take the next. Think about this. I can't think of a time in my life, babe, where God has told me to do something, I've been obedient, and my obedience of what God has told me to do has not been fruitful. I can't think of one time in my life.
Yeah.
There's no thing that I can think of at any point in my life where God has asked me to do something where I was obedient and the thing he told me to do wasn't fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of one. So again, just the whole concept of, and keep in mind too, you might not even be in a heavy season right now. You might be in a great season. And if you are, man, praise the Lord. Like, ride that out.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
You're so proud of yourself.
For you. But seriously, like, ride out where the Lord has, if things are great, man. Not only celebrate it, point it back to the Lord. Please point it back to the Lord. Like, whatever good thing you have going on, I hope you're giving God praise and all the glory and honor to him. Because it's all his. And the moments where, so it doesn't matter if you're in the highs or in the lows, I just want to encourage you, like, look to God.
I think you just answered my own question when you said explain the sureness. I think that's it. It's what I'm speaking, I felt like I was drawing from my own well before. Mm. Now I'm just all like, I'm just going to say what I feel like the Lord is giving me. It's no longer me speaking, you know, and I'm, hey, God, what do you want me to say? Mm-hmm. Like, do I have an opinion on this? Do I have anything to say on this? So I think you just answered my question. Like, as you were speaking, I was like, yeah, that's actually it. It's like, I'm no longer processing everything through the filter of Juby. You know, and trying to draw on her expertise, and I put that in heavy quotations, you know, and her knowledge. It's, this is what I know to be true to for my life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the ease comes in. It's like, oh, it's not me. If you're offended, take it up with God.
Well, and here's the thing. Jesus did everything, said everything, and managed all relationships perfectly.
Yeah.
And people still got offended by him.
Yeah.
Now, let me add a caveat. Jesus never spoke, moved, or did anything from the posture or heart of hate. It was always from the posture and heart of love.
Yeah.
I'm saying, even in his perfection, people were still offended by him. So my thing is, if I'm going to offend people, if we're going to offend people, I at least want to have it be an accurate representation through the heart of God.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be offended. And Jesus says in the book of John, when people get offended by us, it's because really they're rejecting him.
Mm-hmm.
Love what Dr. Charles Self said. He said,
who did?
One of my old professors.
Ah.
And he said, no matter how perfectly you do or present something, even when your heart and motives, which remember, the Lord checks. The Lord looks at the heart. It ain't about the external, it's about the internal. Even when your internal is accurately spot on and it's perfectly led by the Holy Spirit, people will still say no and be bitter and respond in a way that you will not like or be surprised by, because the cross is offensive. And what you stand for in Christ is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been a very freeing season. And I feel like this is relevant here. Something I learned from my immediate supervisor, Bruce. By the way, Bruce, shout out to you, bro.
Bruce, remember, fish are our friends.
Something he said that really helped me out, sharing something with him personally, just something that, you know, that the Lord's been bringing awareness to me, and obviously you're tracking that too. So I shared that with him, and he went to the board and he drew four boxes. So if you're listening, roll with me. I want you to picture that there's a board in front of you right now.
If you're driving, do not close your eyes.
Yeah, don't close your eyes, but you can still picture it. All right. On the far left, the first box is feelings. The second box right next to it is belief. And the third box right next to it is memory. All right. Feelings is the first box. Belief is the second. Memory is the third. Underneath the feelings box, you have two things. You have the emotion or solution. Now, you probably are thinking, like, what's the difference? What he meant by this is you have to label whatever thing that you're feeling. So something that you might be struggling with might cause anger in you. Something that you're struggling with might cause sadness in you. It might cause bitterness or frustration. It might cause depression, ideation, right? Whatever thing that you're struggling with right now in this season, you are wrestling with an emotion. You have to be able to label that emotion. Within that same box, though, again, next to it is solutions. Solutions is underneath that feelings box. And solutions matter. But the problem is oftentimes we try to solution our way out of the feeling. Mm-hmm. So I feel angry, so let me pray more. Let me read more. Let me worship more. Let me go to church more. Let me go in small groups more. All those things. By the way, that works and there's a place for it. But at a certain point, it's external. It's let me do, right? The next box over, so feelings is the left. The next box over is the belief. You currently are wrestling with the belief about yourself right now, but that belief is tied to a memory or memories. I don't know, it's something in your childhood. It could be something that happened in your previous workplace. It could be something that happened in your family. It could be something that happened in a bad experience with your friendship. Mm-hmm. But the belief you have about yourself is tied to a memory, which is causing you to feel a certain way, which ends up being the thing that we live out of, right? So my question to the person is, the thing that you believe about yourself, is it accurate? Is it true? Is it, does it line up even more so what God says about you? Mm-hmm. So again, far left is the feelings box. Next to that box is belief. Next to that is memory. Then the fourth box, the last one, is transformation. And this is where Jesus comes and changes it all. Because when you go to God and you spend time with him, and you seek first the kingdom of God, what happens is all those beliefs that you have about yourself, all those emotions you have about whatever it is you're feeling. By the way, the emotions you're feeling are just. Your emotions are valid. They're real, very real. And it's probably the thing that got you to survive whatever thing you're struggling with. But when you have an encounter with the Lord, truth always wins. And it's because you've been exposed to the truth then comes in and takes over that lie, yeah, of whatever took place of the memory you had. The truth comes in and takes place over that lie, over what belief you have. And now you still have a belief, but now your belief is tied to the transformation you have with Christ and not you trying to outperform, out-solution your way out of it. So
I was going to say, and that'll never be successful long-term.
Correct.
You'll crash and burn.
Correct. It's you're putting a bandaid over a situation that might require a tourniquet followed by surgery. Mm-hmm. It's so when you have the transformation take place because you've been seeking God first in his kingdom and you've been waiting on the Lord, as we've been talking about, and you're being obedient to the thing he's called you to do, what happens is because you've had transformation that's happened internally, now you start getting back into your disciplines of the prayer. But the prayer is an overflow of your time with God. Your reading is an overflow of your time with God. Your worship is an overflow of, because he has transformed you inside. What's my point? Going back to the feeling and emotion box. Do you sit and feel fully of whatever it is that you're being challenged with or struggling, mm-hmm, with? Do you secondly then bring it all completely to God? By the way, 65 of the 150 Psalms is lamenting and venting. The same dude who wrote Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I don't need a thing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. It's the same dude who goes, take him out, Lord. I'm done.
That kind of prayer.
Want to go night-night? Right? Like the same dude who wrote the beautiful Psalm 23, which we use oftentimes at memorials because it does bring peace to us, mm-hmm, is the same guy who goes, God, I'm tired. And David is known as a man after God's own heart. But is it possible that he's known as a man after God's own heart because he was so open about how he felt? Mm-hmm. He sat with the emotion and feelings. And it's because he sat with it, he was able to give it over to the Lord, work through his beliefs and struggles, infidelities, all the other stuff that he knew was outside of God. But because he went to him, he found biblical sound truth. And it was the truth that literally set him free.
Right.
Which changed his entire belief. And because it changed that, that's what changed his actions. And so it's just to hear you say, man, because I'm seeking God, it's giving me confidence. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just want to encourage everyone who's listening that your struggle is valid. Your season may be hard, and maybe you're in a great season. No matter what season you're in, I just want to encourage you to keep looking to the Lord and know how to wait on him. And when he's called, it could be 1 month, could be 2, could be 5, it could be a year. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you cannot outperform or outsolution or outgift or outskill or outtalent the word of God. You just can't. God literally always wins. And so that's been the gift that I feel like he's given both you and I over these past few months.
It'll come to fruition one day.
It will come to fruition one day.
Even if it's in heaven.
And I guess I'll share these last things. I guess the values that I would love for the podcast is, and the purpose of it is to empower you to practically live in freedom through Christ. But the four values I have is Christocentric, oneness, love, and curious. Those are the four words. What does it look like for us to be led by the Bible? I want everything that we do and say to be Christocentric, bibliocentric. Number two, that we'll have unity and oneness. So you might disagree with something that we say. That's fine. We can have disagreements. The disciples had disagreements.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we will leave as one. That was the prayer of Jesus in the book of John. Mm-hmm. My prayer is that you would be one. So when people would see you, they would ultimately see me as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are one. They're always in one. So we want unity. We want Christocentric thoughts. And we're going to love through differences. And we're also going to remain curious. And so if people ask you, hey, what's the purpose of this channel? And you said it to at the beginning or asked it, who is it for? I would say the primary, just because I know this is part of my gift, I love spiritual formation. So I'd say the primary is for, it's helping the insider, meaning someone who has said yes to Jesus, how this to help them practically live out what they already know or maybe don't know. But then the secondary is, I call it the in-betweeners. And God has kind of helped me show this about myself, just my time with the reserves. You know, I'm around soldiers who either don't believe or they know Jesus as Savior, but they don't know him as Lord. And those are my favorite people to talk to the Lord about, or talk to people about the Lord. So who is this podcast for? It's for people who know Jesus, but it's also for people who don't, who have questions. I would hope that this is a place where they feel like they can wrestle mm-hmm. with the things of God. And God is so long suffering and patient with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come wrestle with us.
Hallelujah. Yeah. But that's really about it. That's all I got.
Saying. Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. Yeah. I feel like we did pretty, this was a good comeback.
Yeah. Don't call the comeback.
I was actually, see, same thing. I was really, really wondering if you're going to do the same thing there. but honestly, I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like we have a total different rhythm and clarity more than ever before.
Until our next sabbatical.
Until our next sabbatical, right. Which will probably be another year or so from now. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah.
But any other final thoughts from you?
I'm good.
Right on, right on. Well, guys, we are so glad that you guys are back listening to us again. Again, a little new vibe and whatnot. But if you guys do love this podcast, please share it right now. Matter of fact, send it. Now, if you're driving, you better keep them hands on the steering wheel. Don't you take your hands
off.
No, you
can just say, Siri, take a screenshot.
Yeah, and then send it to somebody. But go ahead and tag us too on Instagram at Juby, not Judy, and at Mark K. Benton too. And of course, if you guys have any questions, please hit us up. We mean that. We would love to hear from you. We would love to have you guys check us out on our website, marketbenton2.com. And of course, you can DM us on Instagram and ask any questions that you may have.
Don't DM me. I'll be like, ignore.
No, she will not. Little liar.
Who you? I don't know you.
But seriously, we are glad to be back. But we will talk to you guys next time. We'll catch you guys on the next episode.
See you mañana.
Peace.
No, you won't.
Out. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. We absolutely loved doing this one. Actually, I was more excited to release this one than I was the other one. But before I let you go, real quick, I just want to take a moment to pray over you right now. So if you're listening to this at a time and a half or two times speed, like how I like to do with other podcasts and other shows or YouTube and whatnot, I want you to slow it down and put it on normal speed, because I just want to pray over you. Maybe you right now are in a season of waiting and struggling, trying to figure out, what do I do next? So I just want to pray with you right now. So Lord, I just thank you so much for my brother and sister. I thank you so much, Lord, that you see so much life in them. I thank you, Lord God, for the future that you still have in front of them. Lord, whatever it is that you have spoken, I pray that that word would be enough. I pray, Lord, right now in this moment, that they would choose to believe and step into the very thing that you have laid on their heart, Lord. And I pray that nobody, not the enemy, not any person in this world, not even they themselves, Lord, would remove it, Lord God, from them. If you have said it, it is our job to believe it and be obedient. And Lord, if you haven't spoken, I pray a word of encouragement over that person right now, that they would just wait and be still. And that in the waiting right now, even in this moment, their heart is being softened by you, Holy Spirit. I pray that their hearts would be softened, that their soul and their eyes and their ears would be open and receptive to receive everything you have in store for them. Lord, my prayer is that we would receive everything you have in store for us. Nothing more, nothing less, Lord God. And in the wait, we will worship you well. In the wait, we will continue to praise you well. In the wait, we will continue to dwell in stillness, recognizing, as Psalm 46:10 says, knowing that you are God. And if we know that you are God, with your presence, Lord, we truly know that you are for us and never against us. And when you speak, I pray for my brother and my sister, Lord, to take that one step of obedience right now. Today would be the day that they would take the one next step of obedience, because we know that you will never, ever call us into something and it will never be fruitful. We love you. We thank and we praise you. And all God's people said, amen. Love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Peace out.